Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
we trust
that our eyes are working,
our ears are working,
our spirit is alive,
and our hearts are full of grace
to contain your word,
and then to apply it
correctly.
In Jesus' name.
So we're going to follow to Isaiah 44. And again, I'm using the Passion Translation because of the footnotes that are helpful. And we did 43 on Sunday. And obviously, it was kind of a challenging area. But in 44, there's a mention of Cyrus, believe it or not. And it's verse 28. So I'd like to kind of take a peek at that. I say concerning Cyrus, and the footnote says, Cyrus, king of Persia, reigned from 559 to 529 before Christ. He permitted the Jews to return from captivity to Jerusalem and issue a decree to authorize the temple to be built. 2 Chronicles 36, 22 and 23, Ezra 1:1. Even though Isaiah prophesied 150 years before Cyrus became king, he called him by name. This is one of the greatest proofs of God's omniscience, sovereignty, as well as supernatural aspects of prophecy. I mean, if you take that to the bank, chew on it for a while, you might have 430 million or whatever.
830 million.
When I was reading this, and this is some of the things that I knew, but it was so well spelled out. You know? I say concerning Cyrus, he is my shepherd. What does a shepherd do? He takes care of the sheep. And he will carry out all purposes that I have told him. That's also a prophetic word. He will carry out all the purposes I have for him. Saying to Jerusalem, you will be rebuilt and flourish again. Saying to the temple, you will be reconstructed. Are you catching on? Prophetic words have an impact because, again, we're watching in my lifetime how Israel became a nation, all the coordinates that were put into place, yet it was prophesied 500 years before Jesus was in the earth. And that's 2,000 years when Jesus came. So you've got 25 or 2,600 years of a word not yet manifesting. It's in progress. Hear me. It's in progress. Okay? When you and I are looking at our little tiny lifespan, some 30 years, some 60, some 90, some 120. It's still a drop in the bucket. Okay? And so, you know, keeping that in mind as I was reading and looking at this again, and I said, Lord, our little, I should probably speak about my skinny little brain has a hard time putting that into a nutshell. It's hard. Because again, we're looking at what people talk about the word, about the scriptures, about what the word means to them, you know, and they laugh. Oh, it's written by men. Well, you try to prove that one.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You try it. And when you see the intensity of obedience, that he's called every generation, because our generation is called to do a certain work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We are to be obedient to do whatever he tells us to do. And we do it to the best of our abilities. There are repercussions. There might be some pain once in a while. Mine didn't last that long yesterday, but I was very blessed. And our Lord said, okay, it's going to be good. And it was. And what I'm saying is, what is the cost? Sometimes the persecution is worse than doing the work. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The unbeliever that listens to what I shared with you earlier, okay? That unbeliever is going to laugh and mock and really have a good time at my expense and at the Lord's obedience and laugh at Holy Spirit because I know he told me to do it. I also know what he did while I was there to confirm it,
right.
Okay? Now, I didn't bring anybody with me. There was no need to bring anybody with me. That was a divine appointment. Okay? So, let's look now. Verse 1. Listen to me, my servant Jacob. That's the man of flesh. Keep that in mind. Okay? Israel, my chosen one. That's the spirit man. Chosen. Did you notice the distance? All right. I am Yahweh, your creator, who shaped you in my womb. Okay, women, are you ready? Footnote F. There is no verse in the Bible which speaks of God as our mother. But there is a frequent metaphor that imply God gave us birth. Yes. And new birth. Yes. Nurtured us in his love. That I took to the bank. Nurtured me in his love. And even formed me in his womb. Form me in his womb. That's what he's doing right now. Our spirit is being adjusted. He's receiving information. We're changing how we act and react. We're not the same person we were a year ago. You know, that was my conversation with Gail. And she says, I'm not reacting like I did before. My reactions are different. I know my spirit is gaining in power and strength, and it is in the womb of his love. And what does love do? It never
fails.
Say it with me. Love is his womb in which
I will come out
fully alive in Christ.
That's
what he's after. He wants me to be his son. And he wants you girls to be his daughters. Got it? The love God has for us is similar to a mother's love. The Hebrew concept of compassion carries this thought. For compassion, rakam, is the same word as womb. Now, I didn't know that, and I thought that was pretty cool. God has a womb love for each of us. This, though, resurfaces more than once in these latter chapters of Isaiah. Well, just that little piece of information kind of brings you to the love flow that's coming from your papa into you. And you know, my dad was very busy and very broken. My biological father had no attachment to me whatsoever. And when I came, he was just fed up with children. I was number 21, and it was not his idea. However, there was no abortion. Okay? My mother was having a very hard time physically when I came into this realm. And she had her favorite uncle, who happened to be a Roman Catholic priest. And she went to visit him in the spring. Or vice versa, he might have come to our house. And she told him she was pregnant again. And he laughed and didn't believe her. I learned this many years after I was matured. So you can imagine what she felt like. Because at the end of September, which is when my name was prepared, I was named after him. And when he saw her body, he apologized that he had laughed at her in the spring. And she said, "You don't know what that did to me because of their intimate relationship." So that's why I was named with my second name. "Don't fear. I will help you, O Jacob, my servant." That was the fleshy part of her. How about the fleshy part of me? How did that word, register in me? Because even when you are in your mother's womb, you will receive or, be a receptor to what's going on around you.
Amen.
Okay?
Right.
You may not realize it emotionally, physically, etc., etc., now, but at that time you did. There are reactions. I shared this with the lady who did the echocardiogram last week, and I told her about my granddaughter, great granddaughter, in the womb, hearing the words of her name. Put her two hands together, and the lady who did the ultrasound took a picture of it, and we have that picture. So again, "I will help you." Well, again, the helper is who? Holy Spirit. "Do not fear, my pleasing one, Israel. I will pour refreshing water on the thirsty and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your children." Got it? "My blessings upon your descendants. They will spring up like grass, blanketing a meadow, like poplars growing by gushing streams. One will say, 'I belong to Yahweh.' Another will be called Jacob. Yet another will write on his hand, 'Property of Yahweh.'" That's your tattoo, man. Okay? "Property of Yahweh. Another will adopt the name Israel. The words of Yahweh, Israel's true king and kinsman redeemer, Yahweh, the commander of angel armies, says." By the way, that was part of my prayer yesterday. Angel armies, come. I'm not going on that mountain alone. "I am the beginning and I am the ending. I am the only God there is." See, there are a lot of other gods, but the one that prophesies is different. The one that gives his word to actually take on flesh and walk in the earth for 33 years, that's courage. Okay? "Who is like me? Go ahead and stand and speak. I'll wait for him to announce it and explain it all to me. Who else has announced from everlasting what is to come?" That's prophecy. Amen? Let him prophesy what is yet to be. Do not fear, nor be shaken. Haven't I foretold it, announced it to you ahead of time? You are my witnesses, so tell me, is there any God besides me? There is no other rock of shelter I know, not one. Idol makers, etc., etc. And I'm not going to flow with that part. I'm going to skip forward to verse 24 because it relates. About idol makers, we don't need to, you know, they make idols and it explains all that. And I have no press to go there. So, well, you can back it up to verse 21. Remember these things, O Jacob tribes, and Israel, you are my servants. Created you to be my servant, and I will never forget you. I have swept away your sins like a thick cloud. I thought that was pretty cool. Okay? The footnote on thick cloud is our sins was as a barrier between God and man. Grace has swept it away so that it can be free, can freely come before him. I have made you, I have made your guilt to vanish like mist disappearing into thin air. Now come back. Come back to me, for I have paid the price for you. Well, we know who paid the price, correct? But it was prophesied. You see, in the Old Covenant, they were looking forward to the Redeemer. We look backwards to the Redeemer. Sing, starry sky above. Break loose with singing, for Yahweh has finished it. Shout, earth, deep below. Give up your shout, mountains high. Break out with joyous songs of praise. Let the forest choir join in, with every tree singing its notes. For Yahweh has paid the ransom price for Jacob's tribe. Now, I'm going to take a break here because there was something else that I didn't share about being on that mountain. When I was walking up the mountain, I saw an appeal to heaven tree. I could not believe my eyes. It is so actually perfect. The colors are different. I don't know for sure what kind of a tree, because I don't have that kind of knowledge. But all I could see is it was on the right going up the hill, and it was all by itself with mowed grass. It was trimmed. It was clean. And I went up to it, and I wanted to take a sample. And the Lord said, don't. So I laid hand. I gave it some oil. And I said, Father, this is probably the picture of the kind of tree. And I heard the word sycamore. Okay? So does anybody know what that tree is on the Appeal to Heaven flag?
I can't remember the name.
Do you remember, John?
Terebinth.
Yes. Well, I heard the word sycamore on that tree. So I don't know. I have no head knowledge of it. But it was so beautiful. And it looked just like that tree, exactly the same. So that was exciting. So you see, let the forest choirs join in with every tree singing its notes. And when that wind was blowing, it was singing. For Yahweh has paid the ransom price for Jacob's tribes, and he will be glorified in Israel. God is in control. Here is what Yahweh, King, your kinsman redeemer, who formed you in his womb, has to say. I am Yahweh, creator of all. I alone stretched out the canvas of the cosmos, who shaped the earth, needed no one's help. Now, I make fools of fortune tellers. I love that part. And frustrate the astrologers and their predictions. I confuse the wise who think they know it all and make their knowledge into foolishness. I confirm the word of my servant and fulfill the prophecies of my messengers. I say to Jerusalem, many people will live in you again. Here again, we're talking hundreds of years. And to the cities of Judah, I will raise up your ruins. You will be rebuilt. That's intense. I say to deep waters, dry up, and to rivers, become dry. I say concerning Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he will carry out all the purposes I have for him. Saying to Jerusalem, you will be the capital. A done reality. Amen? You will be rebuilt and flourish again. Saying to the temple, you will be reconstructed. Now, you know, I'm not sure if there will be a temple rebuilt in Israel for the men, but the word says so. But I also know that we are being built. Yes. We are that temple. Mm-hmm. So there's a double meaning here. And keeping that in mind, Holy Spirit doesn't give up on us. He doesn't give up even after thousands of years on what he already gave out of prophetic words. And I still believe there's so much more that we don't see yet. Okay, Ron is right there. He's got his little confirming voice there. So if you will put your hand on your heart and say, Holy Spirit, I'm willing to be used. Whatever you want done.
Whatever you want done.
However you want it done.
However you want it done.
Give me an appointment.
Give me an appointment.
I'm available.
I'm available.
For whatever you want.
For whatever you want.
The timing will be perfect.
The timing will be perfect.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
And my heart is willing.
And my heart is willing.
Give me the job. The grace to carry it out.
Grace to carry it out.
And I will obey.
And I will obey.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.